All right. Good morning. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the last day of July 2023. And I want to talk about defending our nation, defending our country, defending our people. What is a nation? What is a people? Who are we? And the illusion that has been created over many generations now, and the illusion is starting to fall apart. It is falling apart. The illusion is, or the illusion was, we are all one people. We are all Americans. Now, that illusion has a huge crack in it. I mean, there's been cracks in that illusion from, I don't know, 1607. There's been cracks in that illusion since the first Africans arrived. The Constitution says, hey, you know, the slaves only count as, what was it, three-fifths for apportionment? There's cracks in that illusion since the Civil War, when the North and the South fought a bitter battle. More white Americans died in that battle per capita by far than any other war that we've had. The illusion cracked to a very great extent in October of 2022, just before the midterm elections, when the President of the United States got up and basically demonized, dehumanized, I don't know, whatever percentage you want, 30%, 50%, 60% of Americans, and he basically said, you're not Americans. You're against democracy, you're against the Constitution, you're against the rule of law, and you must be destroyed and defeated. So this whole idea that we're all one is an illusion. It's never been that way. And, you know, I'll get theological on you. I'll get theological on you with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, the book of Daniel. They had this great empire. It's a great multicultural empire. And to demonstrate our unity and the strength of our unity, everybody come out. Bring all the leaders out. Bring all the bureaucrats out, all the military officers, all the diplomats, all the scholars, all of the university. Bring everybody out that even remotely matters, the mayors, the dog catcher. Bring everybody out that even remotely mattered, that had some sort of leadership position. And you can keep your race, you can keep your religion, you can keep your language, you can worship whatever god or gods you want or no god at all. All you need to do is come out, and when we blow the music, just bow down and worship this obelisk we've set up on the plane. That's all you got to do. You know, it'll probably take you, you know, half a day to travel, or, you know, a day back, and, you know, the music only goes on for, I don't know, 15 minutes. How long can a band play? And go back and do your own thing. Three men of everybody in that empire said, no, we're not going to do it. Only three men. And this was such an outrage to the beast. Empires are beasts. It said, heat up this furnace seven times and throw them in. Burn them alive. Nothing's changed. And I keep saying this. But nothing's changed. If nothing is new on the earth, it's all been shown in the Holy Scriptures. And this, of course, is why the Antichrist wants to excise the Holy Scriptures from American life, in European life, in the life of the Christian nations. You cannot have Christendom, you cannot have Christian nations without the Holy Scriptures. You're not going to have great white and European nations without the Holy Scriptures. You're not. There's no example of that. And you can say, okay, well, my Scandinavian ancestors worship Thor and Odin. We'll save that for another day. I'm going to lose track here. The illusion that we're all one. We're illusion that we're Americans. If you didn't bow down to that obelisk set out on the plain of Dura, you were thrown into the fire. How is it any different today when you have the President of the United States, the purported President of the United States, who won by fraud, deceit, lies, and theft? Put my name on it, I said it. Calling half of Americans not Americans. You're not Americans. You're not real Americans. You're MAGA. Kind of rhymes with maggot as far as he's concerned. And we need to destroy you by any means necessary. And you've seen the federal government. I've talked about this. Weaponize the Department of whoever. The national intelligence, the national defense agencies against American citizens. This began right after Biden took power. June 2020, read the National Defense Strategy to Counter Domestic Violent Terrorism, Domestic Terrorism. It's all about controlling thoughts and targeting Americans. They're targeting Americans. Now, I said, well, you know, they haven't really thrown people in jail. What the United States military does is they look at a potential adversary and size them up and do intel on them. They say, hey, these people have this country, let's say it's North Korea. North Korea has the capability of doing X, Y, and Z. So we're going to plan against that capability, not their intentions. Because how can you judge the intentions of another? So they start spying on them, developing profiles on them, developing contingency plans against North Korea, and practicing war against North Korea or Russia or China or anybody else. Now they're doing it against American citizens. Where is that in the Constitution of the United States? It's not in there. So the bureaucracy, the Department of Defense, and the intelligence agencies and the federal law enforcement agencies have been weaponized against people that don't support the Democrat Party. That's all I can say. That's as close as I can get to it. Now, a lot of Republicans support the Democrat Party. A lot of them, Mitch McConnell, the turtle. What's the turtle's name? Guy had a stroke out there on TV the other day, just stood there and froze. I don't care if there's an R by his name or not. He supports the Democrats more than he supports 50% of America that call themselves Republicans. So the idea that we're all Americans, it's a false identity. It's kind of like saying, you know what, I'm for the Denver Broncos. And that's now my loyalty. My loyalty is the Denver Broncos. And so the blacks and the whites and the Hispanics and the Mexicans and the Jews and we're Denver Broncos fans. That's a false identity. And now you've got this monstrosity, this beast, and you're supposed to worship the beast. You're supposed to worship this beast called democracy, demonocracy, and it has nothing to do with having any choice in who your rulers are or who the laws over you will be. It has nothing to do with that. That ought to be apparent to anybody by now. And this beast, upon whom the whore rides, upon whom the whore of Babylon rides, is able to direct and control it. Tell it what to do. Tell it which direction to go in. They're different than you and I. Satan has an elite. Satan has his chosen people. You go on and on and on. All these right-wing Republican talking heads will talk about the elite, but they won't name them. They won't say who it is. They get very vague in a real hurry about who this is. And they can be staring them in the face, but they won't talk about who it is. So we're going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to talk about who that elite, Satan's elite is, who the whore is that rides, who the false wife is who rides the beast and directs the beast. And the beast is angry. It's angry with quote-unquote MAGA Republicans, traditional Catholics, and Christians who open up their mouth like I do and speak and say things that are not according to what the whore wants, not according to what the beast wants. I'm going to segue just a minute, but it ties into this. I mean, who's who? Who are we? Who are they? Are we really all Americans? No. The President of the United States made it very clear that we're not. Now, in England, this is over the last 20 years. The non-English who happen to reside in England rape little white Christian English girls. They groom them and they pass them around and rape them. all while they're under 18 years old. It goes on and on and on for year after year after year after year. The English government has known about this. The social workers have known about this. But you know what the social workers have said? Well, we can't protect these girls because the pattern is this. The rapists, they're not English. They're Pakistani. They're Muslim and Pakistani, mostly. And we can't notice that because somebody's going to call us racist. And so they haven't reported it. They've sat on it and let the little English girls be raped for years and years and years before, 12, 13, 14 years old. Because their highest moral goal has become not to be called a racist. And in that, they participate in the destruction of their own race and people. I will charge that we're doing the same thing in the United States of America today. We know who the evil people are. Well, I'll put it this way. You should know who the evil people are because the Holy Scriptures describes them to you, and we'll get to that in a minute. But the Antichrist and the beast and the whore have told you you cannot identify who the enemy is. Same with the English social workers. You're forbidden from identifying the rapers of these little English girls because that's going to mean you're a racist. We've done the same thing in the United States of America. You cannot notice who's destroying you. You cannot notice who your enemies are. You cannot notice who rules over you. And people are terrified. Oh, my God, I don't want to be called a racist. And even worse than that, I don't want to be called a Hitler. I don't want to be called an anti-Semite. So you become a handmaiden to the destroyers of this country. Just like the English social workers are handmaidens to the rapists who've been raping these little English white girls for decades now. They said, we don't want to be accused of racism, so we won't point them out. We won't identify them because we know we're going to get destroyed. The Antichrist, the beast, will come out and destroy those white English social workers for protecting their own race, their own people. Oh, you can't do that. That's racist. And we've been indoctrinated into a system of Antichrist morality that's not morality at all. And we've substituted the law of God, the word of God, the words of Jesus Christ for man-made traditions, which is exactly what the Pharisees were. That's exactly what they did, Matthew chapter 15. And so when the average American, the average churchgoer is confronted with the traditions of men versus the words of Jesus Christ, he'll choose the traditions of man. Same as the Pharisees did. And all who followed the Pharisees. Oh, we don't want to acknowledge what Jesus Christ is because he's racist and he's sexist and he's homophobic and the worst crime of all, he's anti-Semitic. In fact, he's right up there with Adolf Hitler, according to you know who. And the church literally is more terrified of the Antichrist than of Jesus Christ. Terrified that somebody's going to call them racist or anti-Semitic to the extent that they will deny and renounce the words of Jesus Christ. That's the church in America in 2023. That's not coming, that's here. That's not an antichrist that's coming. It's an antichrist that rules over the church today in America in 2023. Antichrist says, thou shalt not notice who rules over you. Thou shalt not speak a word against the antichrist. Thou shalt not speak a word against those who deny that Jesus Christ has already come in the flesh. Thou shalt not. And the church cowers. And falls over and bends the knee and bows the knee as the trumpet is blowing. Bowing down on the plain of Dura, worshiping that icon, worshiping that false statue. Oh, we will never be that. So the church bows down to that statue in the plain of Dura, worshiping the Antichrist. The Antichrist, okay. You're good little slaves. Go back and do your little church thing. Now go bang on your drums, evangelical. Go speak in tongues, Pentecostal. Go have a seminar on Revelation, Mr. Baptist. Go feed the poor, Mr. Lutheran. You go be a good little morality person there, Episcopalian. You worthless dogs. That's what they think of you. You're a worthless dog. So you bow down to the plain of Dura. You grovel before the Antichrist. You do what they tell you to do. And then you go back and you have church and you think you're okay. Reminds me of Judas Iscariot. I'm just going to side with the Jews and I'll go, you know, I'll make a public showing of that I, you know, of course I like Jesus and give him a kiss, call him rabbi, traitor. Stomach turning. You can't notice who the Antichrist is. You can't call the beast the beast. Oh, we're all Americans. Yeah, that's like saying we're all Denver Broncos fans. We're not. If you call yourself Christian, you ought to have sworn an oath of loyalty to Jesus Christ, personally and directly. You have sworn an oath of loyalty personally and directly to your monarch, your king, Jesus Christ. Or are you a Hindu where, oh, he's just one of the many gods. I got a little Jesus in here. I got a little Judeo-Christian in there. I got a little libertarian. I got a little everything. No. You swear allegiance directly to Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your God, and you declare him the God and the King of every nation on earth. This isn't a religion. If this is a religion, then everything out there is a religion. Being a constitutional lawyer is a religion. Being a university professor is a religion. Being a Democrat or Republican is a religion. Being a warrior, being a sergeant in the special forces, everything's a religion. If Christianity is a religion, then everything is. Or nothing is. It's all mixed up. The only reason they distinguish out and call it a religion is in order to excise it from public life. That's why they do it. Oh, that's your religious views. And therefore it doesn't apply to society. Oh, the Ten Commandments are religious, so you can't have them in society. Oh, talking about Jesus is religious, so we don't want to have that religion society. Being an atheist is a religious point of view. But it's the religion that it's not a religion. It's all deception. And when Jesus Christ comes along and said, here's the truth, guys. Here's the truth. This is my word. It's written down. And the church says, no, we don't like that. We don't want that truth, Jesus. We don't believe in that truth because it's racist and it's sexist and it's anti-Semitic. We reject that truth, Jesus, because, you know, you just don't know enough. You were kind of ignorant and you're kind of racist, Jesus. You're really kind of racist and you're, let's just get out with it. Jesus, you're anti-Semitic. And we won't blame you. We'll just blame the writers of your holy word, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you know. So we'll kind of protect you. We'll kind of throw you in the closet back there so nobody can see that you're a racist and you're anti-Semitic. And we'll just blame what you said on historical context and on these racist and sexist and anti-Semitic writers. Thereby, you deny the word of God. You deny the words of Jesus Christ. You are ashamed, literally ashamed of Jesus Christ. Oh man, I want this to go through the church like wildfire. You're literally ashamed of Jesus Christ. And we're in a situation now in the United States of America that's really no different than on the plains of Dura where you had the icon set up and you had the beast. The beast comes out directed by the whore, directed by the false chosen people, directed by the false wife, saying you need to make these people worship and understand who the boss is. That great phallic symbol lifted up in the sky, just like the Washington Monument is. You had that great tower up in the desert. Go worship, bow down to it. Go worship Moloch. Go worship Satan. After you get done working your state, you can go back and have your little church services. Do whatever you want. Once a year, you'll come out. We'll let you know who the boss is. Three men said, no, we're not going to do it. I'm looking for those three men in the United States. I'm looking for the Gideons in the United States. I'm looking for the 10,000, the 300, the 100, the few soldiers of Gideon. You say, we're not going to bend the knees. Forget that. Rather burn up in a fire. Men are not equal. Women are not equal. In all societies, it's stratified. There's somebody who's going to rule and somebody's not going to rule. The great lying deception is that we all have a say in our government. We don't have a say in our government. I've covered that many, many times here at bloodandfaith.com. Nobody voted for mandatory COVID shots. I mean, it's in your face. Nobody voted for government agencies to suppress misinformation. Nobody voted for a war in Europe against the Russians. Nobody voted for this. Stop pretending that we have a say in our own government. We don't have a say in our own government. Shut up, get along, otherwise you're a traitor to the empire. You're a Russian stooge if you don't support the war against the Russians. If you're a vaccine denier, well, you're trying to kill all Americans because you won't get the COVID vax. We're being governed and ruled over, and it's time for a rebellion. It's time for a rebellion against the beast. It's time for a rebellion against the false wife. Time for a rebellion against the whore. All right. That's enough on that. John, chapter 1 John. Okay, 1 John. So my question, I'll set this up like this. Why do you listen to liars? Why do you listen to liars? Oh, Fritz, you're a liar. Okay, fine. Call me a liar. I'm going to read you the Holy Scriptures. And then you argue with the Holy Scriptures. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is the liar? Who is the liar? How do you know what truth is? Who is the liar? Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? The Christ means the Messiah, the Anointed One. The Anointed One of God, the Messiah of God. A lot of people acknowledge Jesus Christ. Even atheists, oh yeah, Jesus this, Jesus a teacher, he helped people, he was nice, he was a good morality guy. No. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Messiah, the Anointed One of God? Those people are liars. It starts with the people that call themselves Jews. Muslims, they deny that Jesus is the Messiah. They say, oh, he's just another good teacher, just like Moses was. But they all submit to Muhammad. This is the Antichrist. This is where I really want you to say. This is the Antichrist. This is the Antichrist. The one who denies the Father and the Son. Now, do not the Jews fit that description? Of course they do. Who do you think the enemy of the gospel of Jesus Christ has always been according to the Scriptures? Is it not the Jews? Of course it is. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. Jesus Christ made this very clear. John the Apostle John the Beloved talks about this a lot in the Gospel of John, 1 John, 2 John, and the Revelation. Jesus was very clear. He looked at the Jews in John chapter 8 and said, you're not of God. You're not of God. God is not your Father. He said this to the Jews. Saying it again here in 1 John. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. That's what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 8. Told the Jews, God's not your Father, the devil's your Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. Worship Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 4. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Why would you listen to liars? This is the Antichrist. Some versions will say this is the spirit of the Antichrist. But it's written in an italics. In other words, this is Antichrist. This is Antichrist. Y'all are looking for a handsome devil in a nice suit with two horns. The Bible's been talking about Antichrist for 2,000 years. If you can't fight the Antichrist in front of you, you're not going to fight an Antichrist that's coming someday. If you can't fight the Antichrist of today, you're not going to fight the Antichrist of tomorrow. You're going to be like all those people in ancient Babylon, bowing down, groveling before the great obelisk out on the plane so then he can go back and play church. That's the condition of the church today in 2023. This is of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming and is now already in the world. Already in the world, man. It's already in the world. And here you're waiting for something, and it's right under your noses. Who fits the description of denying that Jesus is the Christ? Who fits that description? Second John, verse 7. Many deceivers have gone out into the world. Many deceivers have gone out into the world. Those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. This is, present tense, now, the deceiver. Who's the deceiver? Satan and the Antichrist. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Who are that? Those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Many people acknowledge that Jesus, the man, came in the flesh. But when you add that Christ in there, it changes everything. Christ, the Messiah of God, the anointed one of God, the Redeemer of God, the literally the only begotten Son of God. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. And you got so many Christians out there, oh, I'm the Son of God. You're the Son of God. We're all the children of God. Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father. He's unique in all of existence. We are only in God because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is unique. He's the only begotten of the Father. All right, let's keep going. The Revelation, again, written by John the Beloved. He's writing to the church in Smyrna, to the angel and to the angel of the church of Smyrna, the first and the last, and has come to life. Who's that? It's Jesus Christ. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you're rich. And I know the blasphemy. This is Jesus. It's written in the red. I know the blasphemy of those who call themselves Jews. And they are not. They're not, but they're a synagogue of Satan. Revelation 3. This is a message to the church in Philadelphia. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews but are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. Who's the you? It's the Christian church in Philadelphia. It's specifically a European, dare I say, white church. Western Anatolia were all colonies of the Greeks and the Romans. These were European peoples. Interesting that only the seven churches that Jesus Christ wrote to were all in European territories. Interesting. Let's go back to Isaiah and see if I can pick this up. Maybe not. It's in here. Anyway, that verse out of 3rd Revelation, Revelation 3, verse 9, that's a quote right out of the book of Isaiah, last in the 60 chapters, between 63 and 66. It says the same thing. These people are not God's chosen people. They're antichrist. They deny the Father and the Son. They deny that the Messiah has already come in the flesh. How can you make it more clear? But the church is terrified. The church will go out and they will bow down to the obelisk on the plain of Dura 5 times a day because they don't want to be called racist or anti-Semitic. And then they go back and they can go bang on their drums. Go bang on your little drums, man. Go have that guy dance up in the pulpit and tell you long stories. But when it comes right down to it, they won't stand up and say, you know what? We refuse to submit. We will not obey. We don't obey your laws. We will not obey your law to not be anti-Semitic, to not be racist, to not be homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, device for anti-Semitic. You're a liar. You all are liars. You deny the Father and the Son. You deny that the Christ has already come in the flesh. You are, that's the definition of a liar. You are liars. I don't bend the knee to not liars. You are the deceiver. You are the Antichrist. I'm not going to bend the knee to you. You can take your little terms of racist and anti-Semitic, burn them. Church has to get to that point. Otherwise, you will never have freedom. The church will always be enslaved if it keeps bowing down before these man-made traditions. Oh, you can't be racist. You can't be sexist. You can't be anti-Semitic. Those are man-made traditions that the beast and the whore have elevated over the Word of God. Hello, it's not any different than Matthew chapter 15. The Pharisees, who are the teachers of the Talmud, the teachers of the traditions, come along and they say, never mind the Ten Commandments. We got a new interpretation. Church is full of the same kind of Pharisees, false prophets, liars. Never mind what Jesus Christ said about the Jews. We got a different interpretation of that because, after all, God would never be racist or anti-Semitic. And I just read you what Jesus Christ himself said. Is there anybody out there that thinks that Jesus Christ was not the author of Holy Scriptures, that his spirit was not the author of the Holy Scriptures? I mean, when Isaiah prophesied, Jeremiah prophesied, was it not the spirit of Jesus Christ within them, giving them the words? That's what the Word of God is. Do you not think that Jesus Christ was fully knowledgeable of what they wrote and said? And able to interpret it fully? Or do you think he was just ignorant? Oh, Jesus, you just don't understand what the Scriptures say. Is that your position? When Jesus Christ comes out and he says, these people that call themselves Jews, they're not even Jews. They're liars. They're Satan's synagogue. Why do you renounce that, church? Oh, Fritz, that's just your interpretation. It's in the red, baby. You read it yourselves. There's more reference to Jews in the Holy Scriptures. Not in a good way than there is to being born again. It's more references to warning you about the Jews in the Holy Scriptures than warning you about pharmakia and drugs. There's more references warning you about the Jews in the Holy Scriptures than warning you about fornication. Well, you can't fornicate. We never can fornicate. But you worship the Jew. God, well, come on, man. But you'll bow down and grovel before the Jew. You'll go out on the plain of Dura and you'll bow down to that obelisk six times a day because you don't want to be called an anti-Semite. All right, I've gone on long enough this morning. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.